Since March 1st, about 24 people have been walking across the country from Santa Monica, California to Washington, D.C., in what they're calling the Great March for Climate Action, or the Climate March. The action was the brainchild of former Iowa legislator Ed Fallon and took a full year of planning before marchers began their journey. The stated goal of the Great March is to change the hearts and minds of the American people, elected leaders, and people across the world to act now to address the climate crisis. The march seeks to build the broadest possible public consensus and is focused strictly on the climate crisis. Activists have been joined along the way by another dozen or so marchers at any given time, and as they walk, they've been speaking to local media, elected officials, and just regular people. They are due to arrive in the nation's capital on November 1st, just before the midterm election, and will carry out a week of actions there in an attempt to pressure Congress to take action on climate change. One of the marchers who's walking coast to coast is Lee Stewart. He's in his late 20s and first got involved in climate work in his home state of Virginia. He decided to dedicate 8 months of his life to the march, which covers up to 24 miles each day, before activists engage with local communities each night. Here in a conversation with Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus, Stewart describes how the in-person interactions he's experienced are very different than how the corporate media portrays public sentiment on climate issues. He also explains how the group decided to engage in direct action along the march route.
Walking across the country wouldn't, you know, it doesn't reflect what we see in the corporate media, because everyone's receptive of our message. Everyone knows that we need to act on the climate crisis. We have encountered very few climate deniers. And the real question that has been difficult and that has generated a lot of debate is what actions are necessary. And there, even on this march, among the marchers, there are different ideas about what the best path forward is. We try to be very open on the march and to promote a multifaceted, diverse approach, saying that we need everything. We need people working within the political system, pressuring government officials, elected officials, petitions and all of that. And then some people say we need more systemic change that's built from the ground up, where we really don't rely on the corrupt political system. We have that variety and that debate going on. I think as we go, we are understanding more and more that in order to face the climate crisis and face down the fossil fuel industry and the type of consumerism that leads to the climate crisis, we're going to have to take extraordinary action and stop business as usual. And that was a view held by a few people at the beginning of the march, and now it's a view that I would say the majority of the march holds. So we've long been talking about direct action, never really making any decisions. For the Chicago rally, we didn't want it to be a boring rally where people just speak and the crowd listens. So along the route, we planned to do two die-ins, just theatric sort of things at the Board of Trade in Chicago and at the Heartland Institute. And what we did is we went up to the building and declared it a climate crime scene. And a number of the people who were marching with us laid down on the sidewalk in front, and somebody gave a speech, and we were holding up signs explaining how the Heartland Institute's propagation of climate denial leads to a lot of suffering and will lead to even further suffering, and the same thing at the Board of Trade. So everyone loved that. We felt good about it, that we were doing a little bit more than just marching and talking. So the next day, we were in southeast Chicago, and the community groups there, two in particular, the Southeast Environmental Task Force and another group that was focused on banning petcoke. We were working with them, and they had a rally. In this community, there is a petcoke storage facility where these piles of sooty petcoke are sitting there, blowing into their communities. So what we were going to do was a small march through the streets of these communities, stop at one of the aldermen's offices and do a few speeches and chants, and then go to the storage facility, the KCBX petcoke storage facility, and have another die-in. And the energy was really amazing. We were happy to be there and meet everyone and learn about the front lines of the climate crisis. And we arrived at the storage facility, and there were gates, and then in front of the gates there was a train track. And so we decided to do the die-in on the train track, and we all laid down, and someone started talking, and a train started to come. And this thing sort of emerged organically. Several people stood up and noticed the train was coming, and it was a single locomotive with nothing attached to it, and it started to slow down. So none of us felt any real danger that it wasn't going to stop. It was clearly slowing down. It was going to stop. The security people there were telling us to get off the tracks, but not very urgently. Some people got off the tracks and just stood right next to them, and the train stopped. It didn't want to pass us because it was in danger of hitting some of the people. So we were just chanting, "No more Petco, no more Petco," again and again, and got back on the tracks and sort of had a small demonstration there right in front of the train, which was blaring its horn at us. And apparently the community had never done an action like that before, and they were really energized by it. It was sort of like an icebreaker, because they're tired of Petco making them sick, and they said to see that they can actually do something like stop a train like that gives them a direction forward and gives them the sense that they can plan something and resist what's going on there.
That was Lee Stewart, one of the members of the Great March for Climate Action. The Coast to Coast Marchers will be participating in the September 21st People's Climate March in New York City before returning to pick up the march where they left off. Learn more about the Great March by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.